These summer services have reached the time when they are coming close to its end. During these days, in this big tent, have been spoken, and also in that area where the campers and model homes are, you have been talking about at homes, listening online. The way and the in journey have been talked. I will read now to as an instruction to this sermon from the Gospel according to the Saint John, from the chapter 14, verses 4 until 6, in Jesus' name. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. So Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Yesterday, in the worship of God, we heard the question, Where are you, man? I could continue in this way, on which way you are, you listener. On which way you are, you young people. On which way you are, you adult. Where are you? On where you are on your way. Where is your way leading? Today, when we have this open internet available to everyone via mobile phones, it is easy to check via navigator your location. You can answer easily and quickly where geographical where you are. Where are you traveling? Where are you going? And most in a geographical way, everybody has the destination known already. You know where you're going. When we have before the God, Word of God, this question. It is a question about something, as about the geographical location. When I ask, where are you? Where are you on your way? On what is the way you are on? What is your destination? In this temporal life, at this time, it is good when we have the question in our mind. From where goes the way to heaven? You children there in the front benches, you know the answer to these questions. Where goes the way to the heaven? In the Psalm 25, there is a good advice to all of us that that we would have this mind. The Lord, show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. These texts are read. It's about a situation where Jesus prepared disciples for the situation that he will not be in their midst very soon. We are on this, in the summer services journey, in the situation where we are soon departing from here to going back to our normal life. Here and there, we are departing from these days. We are feeling in the same way as the disciples. Disciples were able to be under the teaching of Jesus. They were able to hear the teachings from Jesus about the faith and life. We have been able to hear, also hear, teaching about the faith and life. This text started with the word of Jesus, ye know and the way ye know. And with there, I go, ye know and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? We can think that Thomas was maybe thinking about this geographical, inconcrete way. He didn't know in which way the occasions would continue from there. We don't, this temporal, eternal, earthly journey, we don't know in advance. Every day we can encounter exceptionally unexpected situations to which we have not prepared. I can guess that many of you have experienced surprising things when you have been coming here, challenges, something that you did not plan to have. I left 2 weeks ago with my wife to come exceptionally early. We were able to visit some family members, relatives, on our way to here. But we have experienced also something that we did not expect or plan. One of them was that scared myself, was that as unexperienced user of kayak, it turned around so that my eyeglasses fell into the water. I was thinking that how do I manage to get out of this situation when I'm not able to see without my glasses, not even near. The family members helped me. They went diving to look for the eyeglasses, but they didn't find them. But the professional divers came and found my classes. And I received the possibility with my classes to serve here with the word of God, you dear believers, listeners. It was a little challenge, trial to us. Many of you have had big and small trials, tribulations in your life. We don't know what we have in front of us on this earthly journey, but God knows. God knows the steps of our, like all of us. But when we are now before the word of God, the big question is, do we know what we have before us on this journey of matter faith? Here at Summer Services, it has been spoken a lot about two ways. It has been talking about the way of life, but also about the other way that doesn't lead to life, but leads to damnation, condemnation. In the gospel, according to the Matt, goes in through the narrow gate. Some people go through the wide gate that leads into damnation. How narrow is the gate and the narrow the road that leads to life? And not only few of them can find it. This text and the word tells us about how it is difficult for people, a man, to find this way through his own deeds. It is difficult for people to humble oneself to so small, to become a childlike. But in the meaning of the speakers in the there was somebody was told about something, how the way, although the gate is narrow, although the way is narrow, it's not it's not a distressed. I hope you, brother and sister, have been experienced that in the kingdom of God, in the midst of believers, in the midst of believing friends and neighbors, in the fellowship of other believers, before the word of God, it's not, you do not need to feel distress. When I was singing here yesterday in the big tent, the Song of Zion and hymns, I was looking at these portraits that are here in the front of the tent. In the one sermon, the speaker spoke how a little child, in the sight, in the eyes of the little child, we are able to see something that the child sees, the face of God. I was thinking that, and also in this same way, all of us, if we are able to become childlike, like in these portraits, there are pictures of little children, how we, no matter how old we are, despite the age, that God opens our hearts, we are able to see the God. And where we see God nowadays, we see God in the Word of God. When Jesus, in this text, speaks and says and answers to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's all needed. The word that became to flesh, that was at the beginning. The word that became to flesh, Jesus, is still here in our midst. He is in his word. In this word, it's revealed to us. The way is open to us. To you, child, you young listener, to all of you here and now, the way is open to you, the way that Jesus has prepared from the beginning until the end. This portion from the Gospel of Matthew that speaks about how there is the other way. On this journey, on the way to summer services, we stopped for a couple of days in Korpilahti. And there, with my spouse, we went biking in that town, and from the hill of the church, there was a road went down to harbor. It was called the way road of sin. I don't know if there are people from Korpilahti that know that road, the history of the way. Maybe there is a reason from back history that the name, the road is called that way. If somebody listening to this sermon who feels that is on the wrong way, on the sinful way, in these summer services, the call is still proclaimed that those traveling on the sinful way, evil way, we don't need to describe in these sermons what the way of sin is. Because of the fall into sin, we are all partakers of the fall. And we know about it. But here, the call is proclaimed. Come, you all from the wide road, from the way of sin to this living way. This is the way brings the traveler to the heavenly home. This way is open. The gate to this way is in the word that is proclaimed in the kingdom of God through the power of Holy Spirit. This sermon, this inviting sermon, is something that it pays to listen. It pays to follow. this preaching of word, the way of faith. This has all the truth that we all need in our life. People, every time, from the beginning, has the longing to be close to God, and people are seeking for the way and the truth and the life. And in this way, in this word, it is available and it's offered also to you that has lost to the evil way, has gone astray. You have started to go on your own ways. That has been spoken about here also. There are many different ways. People have different, many kind of thinkings, different own paths through which people try to get close to God. But the only gate and the only way goes through the Word of God, the Holy Word of God, opened, revealed by the Holy Spirit. From that, Apostle John in the chapter 10 writes about, "Verily, verily, I am the gate. That comes through that is saved. If I ask you, dear traveler, fellow travelers, how has been your journey on this way of life? How is your experience about this way of life? Isn't it so that this way, it is well marked with signs? When we are driving on the roads, there are in many places, the road is marked very well with the white signs on both way, on both sides of the road. Isn't it so that the way of heaven is well marked with the sign? It is well marked with the teaching of Word of God that we are able to read from the Bible. The way of to the heaven is marked with the gospel and the preaching of the Word of God that we have been able to hear also at the summer services. The way to heaven is marked also in those discussions with the friends and family members in different situations of life, when we are experiencing difficulties, when we are feeling weaknesses. Then God gives and marks those heavenly signs in those discussions. We do not need to be lost, go astray on this way, on this way. What else you have been able to experience on this way? Have you experienced the same as the writer of the Psalm 23 says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. There I can rest. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It's doesn't it bring us a cool, familiar, and safe feeling? In this kingdom, we are nourished on the green pastures. In this kingdom, we do not need to fear anything. We do not need to fear the enemy of soul, that what enemy of soul is trying when we rely on God, when we rely on the gospel of the word of God. We are fearing, we are scared for ourselves many times, but we do not have to fear. And now, as we are all going back to our homes, to the everyday life we are living, we do not need to fear what is in before us. We can trust that God leads and guides our life and protects you with his hands. He leadeth with the stick of shepherd. He leads and guides you in the word that proclaims in this kingdom, in the word that we can hear. For that reason, it is good for you, younger or older people, wherever you are traveling on these temporal ways, wherever God leads you to live and to be on this temporal life. The voice of this good shepherd, it calls from the way of sin to the way of life, but it also collects people and keeps the flock together and brings to the green pastures, and we can enjoy from the word of God. This text continued and finished with the words, "No man cometh unto the Father but by me," to the home of Father. That's where we are on our way. Don't you also want to reach the destination to get to the home of Father? We know that this journey is the endeavor to us. We have heard also yesterday how everybody who wants to follow Jesus, he should deny himself to take his cross and follow Jesus. That who wants to save his life lost it, but who keeps the life for me can find it. It pays to follow after Jesus, although it contains or brings us difficulties, that it is an endeavor to us. Here at Summer Services, we have been able to hear lots of Word of God. Through the power of the Word of God, we manage to battle on our endeavor as a winner. We have also heard how the power is living, the quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged swords, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a descender of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God shows how we are as human beings. We cannot hide ourselves from the Word of God. But the Word of God we can see it also as a mirror. We see in the mirror how we are as human beings. But at the same time, as we see in the Word of God, that what we how we are as human beings, so what you, dear brothers and sisters, have experienced, isn't it so that first of all, in the Word of God, we can see again and again, we are advised to uplift our the eyes from our sinful inner, what we, from that, how we feel, to cage to what Jesus had done for us. We ourselves are not the way, truth, and life, but Jesus is the truth and way and life. Jesus is the way and the truth and life that helps us to get to the heavenly home. We do not need to be fearful and to feel distressed. You young people at this time, with the temptation of this time, Jesus has seen also your temptations, your life. Jesus can help also you in this endeavor of this time. Apostle Paul speaks about how all the competitor is strict to be able to win the imperishable crown. Apostle Paul experienced the saw the endeavor in this way. Like we too also experience in it, we can ask for the strength and power from God to this battle, to this endeavor. In this temporal life, we have many things, something good things that we want to fight for. We want to work for good things in this world, that we would, that would the peace would remain in the world. We want to work that so that there is a good to live in this this land and society. But it is given a work for people to take care of the nature, to work for being able to save the nature. But first of all, as Christian, as a children of God, we need to endeavor in the way that the matters of souls in this endeavor of faith, that we would remain winning in this battle. we are not able to win this battle through our own power and strength, but we need this power of the gospel. And the power of gospel has been offered here in these summer services, and it is offered also now. You, dear brothers and sisters, here and now, you can believe all your sins, all your faults, everything that has is a burden on your shoulders. You can believe all forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. All of you, young people, little children, that have come to the tent right now, and those listening online outside of the tent, here and now, you can believe. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. A man might ask, am I enough? Am I applicable in the mirror of the Word of God? In the truth of the Word of God, we have to say that man itself, it's not enough. We are not acceptable. But what is acceptable? The righteousness of God that we can own in this through this gospel. Man itself is not enough, but the grace we have, there is enough grace to all of us, also to you young and youth that feel that you are far away on the sinful way, but isn't there enough grace to you? The call is meant to everybody. You have possibility and right to come to this way through the gospel. You can also now believe all your sins forgiven, also your unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. The power of the blood is so great that it brings us all the way to the heaven. You, dear traveler, fellow traveler, brother and sister, might think that what is the journey of faith going forward? Am I able to get to the heaven? You remember you the smallest and the bigger, the older, younger and older one, that portion of the gospel where it tells how Jesus, two evil men were crucified on each side of Jesus. One of them started to feel longing and ask for Jesus, remember me when you come to your kingdom. And Jesus answered, verily, you are there with me in the paradise. We have been encouraged, and I also want to encourage you younger and older, here and now, with that thinking that was promised to that other evil man. We do not need to think and worry about the life going forward, but also only the journey of today. Today, you have possibilities and you can believe the power of God is your power. Today, also in this time in this temporal life, we can enjoy the joy, enjoy that joy and peace and freedom that would be perfect in the heaven. And one more encouragement I want you to tell. There are so many young people here that are around that age as was the Maria of the Lord, the mother of Lord Maria, when she was assigned with the great duty. In the Bible, it is that there is a glory hymn or psalms of Maria that tells about how Maria was feeling at the time. The feelings of Maria were described in the hymn 52. Maria, the mother of Lord, did not see forward the great invitation or the call of God. She accepted in this way. I will serve you, although I don't know the way. You can bring me any, whatever your will is. I will listen to your word or the voice. Isn't it so that we want to make also these promises? God has promised to be with you and me until the end. Also today, God is near to you through the gospel, here near and there far away. You can believe all your sins and all your doubts or your mistakes, everything that has bring you away from God. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. I also want to ask for this gospel. Can I believe all my sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement plus all your sins forgiven? I wish to believe together with you. I want to wish you God blessings and protection on your journey in Jesus' name. Amen.